Good morning. In a certain town, there were three churches, one Catholic, one Methodist, one Lutheran. All these churches were closely located. Once it happened that all the three churches were infested with rats. I mean real rats, everywhere. And the church administration in all these three churches, they tried their best to get rid of the rats. They tried pesticide, they tried exterminator, they tried traps and many other things, but they couldn't succeed. The rats were everywhere. And so it was a problem. And it went on for weeks. And one day, the Catholic Church was successful in getting rid of all the rats. And the news spread about it to the other two churches. And the pastors of Methodist Church and Lutheran Church immediately called the pastor of the Catholic Church and asked him, "What did you do? How did you manage to get rid of the rats, which we couldn't?" And the Catholic priest replied, "Well, it was very simple. We rounded them up, gathered them together, and baptized them." And then they never came back, except for Christmas and Easter. Today is the first Sunday of Lent. We hear in all the three readings, today's liturgy, we hear about temptation, sin, and redemption. Temptation, sin, and redemption. This is the theme of our liturgy today. Jesus, in the gospel, we heard about the temptations of Jesus. He was tempted right after his baptism in the river Jordan. He was led by the Spirit into the desert, where he was tempted to give up on his mission, to disobey his Father in heaven. Temptation. We too are tempted in many ways right after our baptism. We begin our Christian life after our baptism. And that's when the devil comes to us and tempts us to give up on our faith, to give up on our Christian mission as Catholic Christians in the world, to turn our back on God, to deny Him. That temptation is always there. We see a striking contrast between the first temptation of Adam and Eve and that of the temptation of Jesus in the desert. First of all, Adam and Eve were tempted in the garden of plenty. They had everything they wanted, and yet they were tempted to go for more. They were greedy. They disobeyed God. They wanted to know more. So they disobeyed and they committed sin. Whereas Jesus was tempted not in the garden of plenty, but in the desert where there was nothing. And he was in dire need of food and water because he was fasting and praying for 40 days and nights. Imagine if anybody fasts for 40 days, how you would be feeling hungry and thirsty. That is how Jesus felt. That was the weak moment in his life. Then devil came and tempted him. But Jesus said no. He resisted the temptation. Man does not live on bread alone, but every word that comes from the mouth of God. And again, he was tempted to disobey his Father and take a shortcut from the cross to save the humanity. But Jesus said no. Temptations. We too are tempted both in time of our plenty and in time of our desert experience. We are tempted to turn our back on God when we undergo crisis in our life, as Jesus did. And we are tempted to give up on God, on our relationship, our love, on service, on charity. We are tempted to become selfish and all our needs first, not that of the others. There are various kinds of temptations that we keep confronting in our daily lives. St. Paul so beautifully tells in today's second reading, through the disobedience of one man, sin entered this world. And through his sin, many were made sinners. It is true, we all share in the sin of our first parents. To this day, our original sin comes from that. But we are cleansed of that sin through our baptism. Whereas, through the obedience of one man, Jesus Christ, new life, forgiveness, and righteousness came to this world. Jesus Christ. Temptation is everywhere. You know, last week, we were in Jamaica. Myself and our mission team from here, 11 of us. And we were there. By the way, greetings from the missionaries of the poor in Jamaica to all of you. I saw my godson, Bob, who is now 6 years old. You may know him. I explained to him last time. He has only half body. He doesn't have legs. Only one hand, only one arm with the 3 fingers. And the other arm only so much. He's my godson. And there are several of them like that. Nearly 600 of them. Residents whom the brothers take good care of. With joyful service. You know, so they put us up. All the volunteers and visitors go there. They will put us up in their dormitories with the minimum necessity needs. We don't have single rooms. No air conditioning. No hot shower. You have to get adjusted with all that. You know, and they don't eat much meat, so they are in Lent throughout the year. Yes, every year they are in Lent, and they are happy with that. You know, they just provide us with the food that we eat, rice and vegetables mostly. You know? And so some of us were tempted to go out and buy a hamburger, you know. But we didn't. We resisted the temptation. Temptations are everywhere. We too are tempted daily. But look at Jesus and learn from him. That's why he came. As St. Paul says, he came to save us from our temptations. He taught us in the prayer, Our Father, deliver us from temptations and from all evils. We need to pray constantly. What are the different areas where we are being tempted? On a daily basis, let us turn to Jesus and ask for his strength through this Lenten journey. Amen.